Hey, good morning, everybody. Yesterday we talked about the MAPS routine, and today we're going to continue with our work on the memory tables. So what we're going to learn today is one way that you can help yourself learn the meaning of a word part is using what we call a memory table. So I have displayed up on the board up here our cue card number 19, which you can see is an example of a memory table. So I'd like you to take one of the memory tables from the end of your desks and work through this with me. We're going to work with one of the words, and I'm going to model one of the memory tables with us. So let's say that you want to remember the root word man, which means hand. You would first write the root word in the box in this labeled part section that says word part. So in box one, I'd like everybody to write the word man in box one. Okay. Now, I'd like you to move to box two and write the meaning of the word part in the word meaning box. And what do you think I should write here for the word?
The word man means hand.
Hand. I like that, George. Let's go ahead, everyone, and in box two, write the word hand. Next, you need to write a word in the memory word box that contains that root that you know the meaning of and that fits the meaning of the root. For example, you might choose the word manicure. So everybody in box three, where it says memory word, I'd like you to write the word manicure. So what do you think the word manicure means?
When you get a manicure, you're getting your nails done or nails put on, or someone's taking care of your hands.
Good. I like that, Andrew. Thank you. A manicure is when somebody kind of shapes your nails and puts some polish on your nails. Sometimes they put cream on it. They might begin to massage your hand a little bit. So a manicure has a lot to do with your hands, so it serves as a very good memory word. So the last thing to complete this diagram is in box four, there's a picture. So once you have written your memory word, you need to draw a picture of the meaning of the word part in the picture box. You can include in your picture something to do with the memory word, but you must also emphasize the meaning of the root in your picture. So how do you think we can do that? Anybody want to take a guess?
Maybe we can draw a hand and put fingernails with nail polish on it.
Good, I like that, George. So I'd like everybody, the best that you can, draw a hand and put some polish on the end of it. And I'd also like you to write the word hand next to your picture there. Okay? So this is the example of the memory table. And once you have a bunch of these memory tables, you will learn how to quiz yourself over the information and make sure that you know it. So I'm going to kind of model for you how this can be used as a self-quiz. So using this memory table, I'd like you to take your paper and fold it in half. And fold it in half again. And just as I did here, you're just going to see the word part, and you see the word part man. So you're going to ask yourself in your head, what's my memory word? And before you flip your paper, you're going to say the memory word is manicure, and then you're going to flip your paper and check the quadrant to see if you're right. And then I'd like you to ask yourself, what's my picture for that word? And the picture, you would say, I see a picture of a hand. And then you can flip to see, do you see a picture of a hand? And check yourself, is that correct? And then I'd like you in your head to say, what's the meaning of my word part? So you'd say the meaning of the word part in your head, which is hand, and then you can flip to check the quadrant to see if you're correct. You will do this for each word part several times until you can say the meaning of the word part immediately, and that's going to help you review the skills that you were taught. Okay, the next thing we're going to do is I'm going to have you practice. So I'm going to write a word on the board. So I'd like everybody to get a blank memory table. And the word we're going to be using is the word geo. So in word part one, if you could write the word geo, and I'm going to have you work with partners, and I'm going to assign George and Andrew to work together. So I'd like you to work through that just as we did with the first word as a model.
Andrew, I found the word part meaning for the prefix geo. It means earth. So I think that belongs in box number two. What do you think you want to use as our memory word?
It has to include geo, so I'm thinking geography.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's put geography down as our memory word.
Good, very good. I'm just over-listening on your conversation here, and I like how you use the word geography. It has the word part in there, so I think that that's a good word to use.
For our picture, Andrea, for geography, since like that's the study of maps and stuff. Do you want to put a big globe?
Okay.
You know, I'm not a very good artist, but I kind of tried to draw what a globe would look like.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to write globe underneath it, so that way I can know what I'm looking at.
Good. I think that's a good idea. And I like that you're writing the word globe there as your visual reminder for what you drew. And that seems like it might be a good representation of the word that you had chosen. Mm-hmm. Good. Very good. Okay. So for the sake of today, I'm not going to conduct oral reading checks, since the two of you had scored 90 percent proficient on your list when I had checked you the other day. So we're going to skip that for today. And I'd like you to hand in your work. So if you can, on the table there where it says student work folders, I'd like you to place it in the basket there. And the last thing that we're going to do is, today you learned how to use the word mapping strategy. If I didn't check your pronunciation of the prefixes and suffixes, I'll do it over the next few days. But we learned a lot of information with the memory table. So just as a quick review of today, anybody want to summarize in a word or sentence what you liked about the memory table?
I like that it gives me a picture that I drew, so I can think about that in my head when I'm thinking about the word and to remember the word.
Hey, good, Andrew. Thank you.
I liked how you folded it up, and then you could use it to quiz yourself and study later. That worked out perfect. I'm going to do that.
Okay, good. Thank you, George. So for the rest of the year, you will be learning the meanings of certain prefixes, roots, and suffixes, and you will be using the word mapping strategy to figure out the meanings of words. You will also use the memory tables to help you learn the meaning of the word parts. So does anybody have any last questions before we conclude for the day?
No.
Nope.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.